day think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday, so whenever you call, text, tweet, or make suggestive glances at Jon, put odds on him. That's it.
How did it go? The Facebook Live thing, John, did it, was it a success?
Let me check. Let me hit refresh.
Okay. If Andy didn't tell you it was a
then nobody watched
it. Probably bad.
No. So we need to come up with something better.
No. It's been less than an hour, and it's gotten almost 1,700 people reached.
Okay. That's a start.
It's been viewed over 700 times, so we did well.
All right. It's a start. It's not as good as shoving a bunch of hot wings in your mouth. No.
But I think we have some ideas for the future that might. And one of the ideas, I talked to somebody and she said that she's on board with it. Idea that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Monica's going to do that?
Yes.
Awesome. That'll be fun. Eric, what are the odds I scream at three people today in traffic? Percent 1,000. But just relax. We'll get you home. Tim, 290 outbound. Don't go that route. People are getting out of their cars in the HOV lane because they aren't going anywhere.
Oh.
Oof. That's... Usually, it's good advice to.
290 inbound was bad on the way.
It's usually good advice to avoid 290 altogether, but obviously, that's bad. 832 says, talk about Golovkin. Ward wants to fight him. Triple G would get outclassed by Ward. He won't mention Ward's name. First off, I don't think anybody's ever asked him about Ward because the natural fight was Canelo, and I don't know if he would outclass him or not. But I'd love to see that fight.
Maybe he would.
He might. Yeah. And that's a pretty big jump in class for Golovkin.
And here's what I will say is, if Golovkin went up to Ward's weight class, and then didn't want to fight him, I would think that was weird.
Yeah,
Canelo became the middleweight champion, and then decided that fighting at middleweight was too big. That's what I don't understand, and you can't shield Canelo from that. You can throw whatever you want at Golovkin about, well, he should move up and fight. Well, he should. That'd be fine. But Canelo moved up to middleweight and then didn't want to fight the best middleweight. That's called ducking. And that's okay because it happens in combat sports all the time.
Yeah. And I mean, especially boxing. I mean, it's been happening since the beginning of time. It's going to be happening 50 years after we're gone from this planet. That's just the way it goes. I hope he moves up and fights one of those guys. And as I said before, I don't know who wins that fight. Just like I don't know who's going to win Ward Kovalev.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue. I think it's going to be a great fight. I have opinions on who I think might win, but I don't know. Golovkin, Canelo, I pretty much know how that fight's going to wind up. And so, yeah, for him to move up and fight either one of those guys, because if Kovalev beats Ward, then that'd be a hell of a fight, too. It might last 35 seconds, but I would love to see that. So... 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some phone calls on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And a lot of stuff to get to. Somebody was asking me, got this question on Facebook Live also, what are the odds of Penguins win the series now that they won last night? I'll throw out the same stats I did on Facebook Live, which you can go check out. Last three home playoff game sevens, Pittsburgh's record, 0-3. And if you remember what happened last year, we all wrote the Lightning off because they lost at home big in Game 6 against the Rangers. Then they went to Game 7 at Madison Square Garden, where the Rangers never lose that situation, where Lundqvist never loses in that situation. He lost in that situation.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to – I think the Penguins are the better team, but, boy, I'm not ruling out Tampa. By the way, did you see – I was flipping between that and the basketball last night, and it actually worked out well at the hockey ended – well before the basketball, although the basketball game was over early, too, technically. Did you see I'll ask you a question. What's worse, getting kicked in the balls by Draymond Green?
Okay.
Or getting a hockey stick to the balls, as Ryan Callahan did last night from Geno Malkin. Yeah. He got a serious ball slash last night. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And you can always tweet us, you can always text us, and I try to get to as many as I can, but I have to admit, especially with Twitter, there's such a response now. If I don't see your tweet, I'm not ignoring you. It just means I've gotten probably 30 of them, and I just haven't gotten to them all. I try to look at them on the breaks, but then we have food and beer. And then sometimes we have to do Facebook Live on breaks. So, all right. So, what do you think happens tonight? Happens with the Cavs now?
I still feel like the Cavs are just so much of a better team. I'm not panicking about them, especially at home. I think they should have their way tonight.
Did you see that there was a report out that, and the Raptors, they had to go 7 to beat the Pacers. They had to go 7 to beat the Heat. If they had lost to the Pacers, they were going to fire Dwayne Casey. So, basically, he's one game away from being fired.
Unbelievable.
He's two games away from the NBA Finals now.
I don't know what the expectation was for Raptors brass.
Well, I guess you finish second in the conference. Theoretically, you should win a playoff series. But they haven't won one. I mean, they've been terrible in the playoffs the last couple of years, and that's probably why. I think that's the way the team is put together.
That would have been the Marvin Lewis debate.
But Marvin Lewis.
Although it's a lot easier to make the playoffs in the NBA than it is the NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
Almost everybody in the NBA makes the playoffs.
Everybody who's 500, basically. Yeah. Let's try Jake. What's up, Jake?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, with the way the Warriors have looked the past two games, Draymond Green and Steph Curry, what are the odds the Warriors win three straight and make it to the final?
I think it's about 35%. The implied odds on the bet that I made today are about 30%. I think it's about 35%, so I felt like I was getting a little bit of value.
I'm going to give you a little higher chance than that. I'm going to go to about 38%. I don't think they're going to play as poorly as they have the last two games. I think they'll make some adjustments, and I'm pretty certain they're going to win at home. And the reality is that if you go in and play much better than you did last night at OKC, I think you're going to win game 6. And if you get to a game 7 at home, you got to like your chances, right? So I'm going to go about – I think they've got about a 40% chance, actually. You know, they're still the better team. They're not playing better. And OKC's doing a lot to them. And OKC's got enough great players to make it – to give them problems. But if you still give me the best team, having to win 3 in a row, I'll take my chances.
Yeah. I mean, they've won a lot more than 3 in a row this season.
Yeah. Now, granted, a lot of that was against crap teams, Pelicans.
Yeah, but they won. Rockets. They beat everybody this season.
They did, especially at home. I mean, they were terrific at home, and that's the thing. Two of these games will be at home, which is a huge advantage for them. And the question is, do you think they're going to lose two games in this series at home to the Thunder? If you think that, it's over. And if you don't, well, then really, your question is, can they win one game in OKC? Let's try Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Sports. I was wondering what you guys think the odds are anybody the Texans drafted this year gets Rookie of the Year. Thanks, man. I'll hang up with
it. Somebody on the Texans gets Rookie of the Year?
Well, it'd have to be Offensive Rookie of the Year because they didn't take any defensive guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to go less than 3%. I think it's going to go to either a quarterback has a better year than you think, like Paxton Lynch goes to Denver and makes the playoffs, or Ezekiel Elliott has a monster year in Dallas, or any one of a number of guys that I think would be there are receivers that I think could have much bigger years. And Laquon Treadwell could have a monster year in Minnesota. So I think it's a very, very small percentage. 713-780-ESPN. Here's an interesting question. Is the Thunder getting 7?
Interesting question.
Yeah, but a real one, not a when it rains question. Is the Thunder getting 7 points a good play tomorrow?
I mean, the way things have gone, you would have to think yes, but again, that's a number that sounds almost too good to be true. So I would lean towards I'll probably be playing the Warriors tomorrow.
I won't play.
I won't be playing.
Yeah, I won't be playing it either way. But I
made my second basketball bet of the season, though.
Yeah,
but it's a future on the Warriors.
I last minute bet way too much on the Penguins last night because it got to plus 105 right before they dropped the puck.
Yeah,
and after two periods, I was almost ready to turn it off. And this is why you can never count the bet before the game's over. And then the Lightning get a goal that gets knocked off of Phil Kessel that was a fluke. Then they get another goal where the Penguins defenseman basically knocks his own goalie over and screens him. And all of a sudden, it's 3-2. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose this bet. But they came back and won. For last hockey thing, if you haven't seen it, the highlight of Sid Crosby's goal, that was superstar stuff. It was just one of those individual effort, badass goals. It's worth checking out. 713-780-ESPN. Thomas asks, slightly curious, what are the odds Beasley is back for another stint in Houston? I don't know what they're looking at. I wouldn't mind signing that guy. He actually gave you a little bit down the stretch. Depends on what he's going to be looking for.
Money, yeah. I mean, he was nice because he was a value. But
yeah, if he's going to...
I'll be honest. There's nobody on this team that if you said they're not going to be back, that I'd go, oh, that's going to really hurt.
Right.
You could almost start this thing from scratch.
But the flip side, you've got to bring some of them back. And if that's a guy you were bringing back on a reasonable contract, like what you got him for last year, I wouldn't mind seeing that. I'm not saying he was a great player or even a good player, but he was a plus player for him at times and gave him some offense, which they didn't have many guys who could put the ball in the hoop. So, I'll say it's 50-50. Brian, what are the odds Johnny Football wins somebody's celebrity death pool this year? Dude, he is going to be, if he makes it to the end of the year and we do our Deadpool for next year, that guy is the lock number one pick. I think he is an absolute lock number one pick.
That's a lot of points.
That's like Andrew Luck number one. That's like Peyton Manning number one. LeBron James number one. He is an absolute lock to go first. Let's get one more call real quick. Travis, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, man. Just wanted to talk a few minutes. Basically, I'm a diehard Eagles fan, and during the draft, I was a little depressed because I was hoping that they were going to pick up the wide receiver, Pharaoh Cooper, from South Carolina. Now, in my opinion, honestly, he's a wide receiver that I think that nobody is really talking about that they really should be looking at.
I missed it. He's a what fan?
I guess he's a South Carolina fan.
Oh. I think he went about where he was supposed to. There was a lot of people that had him in that range. And I think he's got a chance to be a really good player. But I don't think he went... I mean, he may turn out to be... To me, other than Treadwell, who I like best of all those other guys, and I'll throw him into that group, are all about the same. And it wouldn't surprise me that three or four of them turn into really good players and the rest of them turn into nothing.
Yeah.
And that includes the guys the Texans took.
I wasn't even... Treadwell to me wasn't anything special.
No, but I mean, I think he's the best of this group, and I think he's got the potential to be really, really good. And he went about where he was supposed to.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when they were talking top 10 early, that was silly talk. But I think he went where he was supposed to. These other guys, I think, went all too high. And Cooper went where he was supposed to. So.
And now he's with the Rams and pretty much has no chance of success.
Well, that's all right, man. Jared Goff is going to be the man.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's going to throw the ball all over the yard, and he's going to have a huge, huge year. Sarcasm alert. All right, guys. Hey, nothing sarcastic about this. The Blitzers have really been stepping up, and I can't thank you guys enough for helping Houston Can Academies. And we've had a lot of vehicles donated, and specifically Blitzers who've said, hey, man, I'm a Blitzer. I want to donate my vehicle. And I know you guys have these things, some of them sitting in your yard. It may be in your garage. You know, you were going to fix it and you never got around to it. Or maybe your house got flooded and it flooded the vehicle out. And you're like, you know what, man, there's no point in fixing this. Well, you've been donating it to Houston Can Academies. And you've been calling HoustonCarsForKids.com, donating those vehicles. And I can't tell you how much they appreciate it. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And if you haven't done it yet, now's the time. Because they're going to come tow that vehicle free of charge. Your donation is tax deductible. They fill out all the paperwork. So they're going to come take care of it. They're going to get rid of something you don't even want anymore. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. You're going to get a tax deduction, and if you donate today and tell them you're a Blitzer, Astros tickets. They're going to give you Astros tickets just to say thank you. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies, which you've heard me tell you before. This is a place where kids who've dropped out of other schools, they get a second chance. They wouldn't have gotten that second chance. And that's what those donations do. They help these kids, and so many of them have gone on to do great things. You can help. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 is your number. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butt.
On ESPN 97.5.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is... Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify that someone's head off.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Foster, what are the odds the NBA allows gambling before the NFL and MLB? I think that's a government thing, actually. And I think if the government allows it, then it'll be all of them. But I think the NBA is more open, just based on what Silver said. He also said, what are the odds Doug Whaley is right, but no one wants to admit it? Why did he have to apologize for that?
I don't know. I mean, what's the... I guess he doesn't want to push people away from football because that's the game that pays him money. But
I mean, the way he said it even was not... I didn't think there was really anything wrong with it. He was just kind of making a comment. But he had to come out and apologize. Ooh. Matt tweeted a picture of a truck hitting a car and a big fire on Beltway at 249.
That. Yeah.
Okay, so not only do you have to stay off 290, now you got to stay off the Beltway and 249. Of course, by the time you get home, it should be fine, right?
I hope so.
Nick said, I'm surprised y'all don't like Josh Doctson. I liked his leaping ability at TCU. I liked him better than the guy the Texans took, but I also have my concerns about guys out of that offense. So I wasn't in love with him. I thought Treadwell was the best player of those receivers. We'll see if I'm right. Let's try Alicia. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Yes. What are the odds that the Texans make the playoffs?
I see. Well, this all comes down to what is Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
If he's a slightly better version of what they had last year, a little bit tougher schedule, but I think it's a little harder because I think the Colts win the division. If Andrew Luck gets back to being Andrew Luck, if he doesn't, then I think they probably do win the division. I think they're a wild card team. I'm going to go 48%. Ooh. Texans make the playoffs.
I'll go 33%.
All right.
You're bullish.
I actually think this team is going to be very good if the quarterback play is markedly better than it was last year, and I think it will.
I still think the offensive line is going to be problematic.
I think that depends on Duane Brown. I like everything else they've done. I think Martin's going to be a very good center for them. I think they at worst are going to be just as good at guard as they were, and I do think Suofilo is going to be a better player this year, and if he's not, they'll throw Adams. I mean, they've got guys to put in there. I'm not as concerned about that as I was before the draft. I wanted a starter out of that draft.
They got one.
And they got one. So 281 says Doctson missed four games.
That's also you assuming that Suofilo's a starter.
If he's not.
He's never shown me anything to say he is other than being drafted in the second round.
He showed me a lot in college, and he hasn't shown me anything in the pros. And
like a lot of the Texans draft picks.
And, yeah, I still think it's sometimes interior linemen take some time. I think it has to be this year. But if not, they got Adams back. He was playing a lot last year and playing pretty well until he got hurt. So I think they'll be fine on the offensive line. My only concern is, do they have the right quarterback? And I love that they invested in him. And I think, he's got to be better than what they had. But is he Pro Bowl level quarterback, or is he better than Brian Hoyer level quarterback? Or is he a dog? Those are the things I don't know. 281 says Doctson missed four games too and still had crazy stats because he played in one of the cartoon offenses.
Offense,
you can't use stats out of Baylor, TCU, frankly out of Cal, any of the Texas Tech, any of those teams that run those kind of offenses, doesn't matter what their stats were. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Odds LSU makes the college football playoffs. Boy, I'm just going to sound like a broken record. They got to get better quarterback play.
Yeah.
I think Fournette is going to be fantastic. I think they're going to have another really good team. But to get by Alabama and get through Alabama, Auburn, I think they're better than the Mississippi schools this year, so I think they'll beat both of those. But to get by those two schools and to get by Alabama in particular, they're going to have better quarterback play than they've had. And just nothing has happened in the Les Miles era to tell you that's going to occur.
Yeah.
And now their Tiger's going to die. But they're going to be fun to watch. Let's try Caleb.
Hey.
Hey, sports.
I got a Game of Thrones question. What are the odds Ramsay Bolton kills Rick and Stark before they can save
him? I'm going to go 98%. Dude is dead. There's no way you get into a Ramsay Bolton dungeon and survive, even if...
Sansa did.
Yeah, well, she had Theon to help her get away.
Theon did.
Yeah, you know what he's missing?
His dong.
Exactly.
He's alive.
Would you want to be alive without your dong?
No, but he's alive. Uh-huh. That was the question.
I don't think there's any way Rickon gets out of there alive. There's no way. Because once, even if 1-1 comes running up and tears down the door and goes in, they're going to kill that kid. He's gone.
Probably.
Man, I feel bad for that actor because he's obviously grown up enough where they had to get another actor. His one scene is basically, oh, here's Rickon Stark. You got him.
Yeah.
And then his next scene is going to be...
Well, he's clearly the least of the Starks.
Yeah, but his next scene is going to be him getting flayed.
Yeah.
Because that's going to happen. I'm going to go 100%. Frobius thinks Osweiler's a taller Hoyer. I think he's better than that. But I don't know how much better, and I'm not going to know until I get on the field and we see. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds University of Houston has a better record than Texas A&M? Mike from Tomball.
I'll go about 90%.
Yeah, and actually, did you see the win totals are out for college football?
I did not.
For
everybody?
Well, yeah, but they only did. I mean, they didn't. I mean, I don't have them for everybody. I have them for teams we'd be interested in. But I do remember UH's number being 9.
Yeah,
which I think is exactly perfect, considering. I mean, it's hard for me to bet over 9. But you've got OU and Louisville on that schedule. I think they win one of those. Probably more likely Louisville. And then you probably lose one in conference again. That's 10 wins.
Yeah.
So
I see almost zero chance of Aggie winning 10 games.
Yeah. I think, but if you look at Houston's number being 9, do you see A&M being able to win more than 9?
No.
Here's the ones we do have. Clemson. Here's the teams that are at 10 wins. You give me yes or no. Clemson.
10 wins?
10 wins.
I have to look at their non-conference schedule. That's the problem.
They got Auburn.
I think they'll beat
Auburn. Yeah, well, but will they also beat Florida State? Will they also beat South Carolina? Well, they'll beat South Carolina because they're not going to be as good.
I'll go... I wouldn't go over 10.
But I think 10's, 10, I think 10's right. Perfect. Yeah, Florida State 10. I also think that's about right.
What do they have non-conference?
Well, Florida. We know they play them every year. You're going to have to play Clemson. You're going to have to play a championship game. So that number's about right for them.
Yeah.
What about Tennessee at 10? Tennessee with a higher number than Alabama this year.
No thanks.
Yeah, I'll take the under on that.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Even though I think they're going to be good.
I think they'll be good. I don't know about 10 wins good.
Oklahoma 10.
I could see that.
LSU 9.5. Might be inclined to go under just because I think they're 9 wins this year. Michigan 9.5.
I think this is the year Michigan makes that step. I'll go over.
I'm not going to touch it because I think that number's perfect. Alabama 9.5.
Boy, you're under 10 when did
they
on
not?
Alabama.
When did they not win 10 games? Now it is minus 120 for over.
Yeah, I think I have to go over.
Sorry, it's minus 110 both ways. I take that back. Okay, UCLA 9 wins.
Under.
Louisville 9 wins. I think I'm going under there because they're going to have to... I think they lose two in conference and they lose to Houston. Notre Dame, 9 wins.
I'll go under on that one.
Rape U, 9 wins.
I'll go under.
Houston, 9 wins.
I think that's a good number.
I think that's the perfect number. I think they win 10, though. I'm gonna go over. And over's plus 130. Georgia, 8.5. I don't know anything. I don't know what they're going to be.
I mean, I wouldn't bet on any of those SEC East teams. I mean, it could be any one of them.
Here's one that if I can actually find this, I will unload on it right now. Ohio State, 8.5. Over. When do they not win? I mean, when does Urban Meyer, his bad seasons are 9 wins. And I think Michigan's going to be better. And I know they've got a tough schedule. They got Oklahoma on there. I'm taking the over there. Big time. TCU, 8.5.
I'll go over.
Oklahoma State, 8.5.
I'll go under.
I'm with you on both those. Florida, 8.
Under.
Stanford, 8.
Over.
Give me over. In fact, I might punch that button, too.
Okay.
Michigan State, 8.
That's a tough one. I think I have to go over.
USC, 7.5.
Quarterback.
Yeah, a new coach. I don't know.
Jeez,
I'd lean over, though.
Asking USC to win 8 games, that should be automatic. But it
should be.
Should be for Texas,
but
too.
It's making you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ole Miss, 7.5?
I'll go over.
Auburn, 7?
I think that's the number.
Yeah, I do, too. And for some reason, they have UNLV on here at 4.5. But anyway, I will I'll look up Texas and A&M and those guys. This is just what they gave us on CBS Sports. But it's pretty cool that they're including UH in there. That's a good sign. All right, very quick break. We will grab some phone calls when we come back on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780, ESPN's your number. All right, I'm going to apologize for making fun of you, 832. Robert, what are the odds Tom Herman goes to Baylor next year after they're forced to fire Art? 0.0 point, however many zeros you want to point there. And here's why. You're Baylor, and it doesn't matter what you pay. If you have to fire Art Browse because of this kind of scandal, you're not getting a good coach. You're not getting the guy who's the hottest commodity right now, who's holding out for a Texas or an A&M or Urban Meyer to retire at Ohio State or one of those kind of schools. I mean, this guy wasn't interested in South Carolina. You really think there's any chance that you would get Tom Herman? Not a chance, especially after a scandal like that. Penn State was able to get Bill O'Brien, which was a good get. But they also had to go get a guy who was a offensive coordinator in the NFL. And if all that happens and if Art's gone, you're talking about sanctions, you're not getting anybody like that. You're going to be going to the, at best, you'll get a Conference USA coach. At best. So, sorry to be mean about that, but because I've gotten that question like 5 times now, and I'm guessing it's Baylor guy. Boy, that's just insane. And by the way, those are the only numbers that are out. That's from the Golden Nugget in Vegas. So I find it interesting that there's numbers on Houston, Baylor, and TCU, but there's no numbers on Texas or A&M at this point. Now, I know later this summer we'll have them all. But as far as right now, If you want to go bet at the Golden Nuggets, you can go bet on all those. You can also bet on UNLV at 4.5. Don't ask me why. I guess because they're in Vegas.
Have you seen the bottle flip kid video?
I have.
Have you tried to do it?
No. Have you?
No. Maybe that's what we should have done for Facebook Live.
And for those though that don't know what this is,
including me,
yeah, it's a kid doing a talent show, and he just has a water bottle that's about a third of the way full.
No, it's like I think it's more like three quarters of the way full.
Oh, is it? And then he just kind of stands there, kind of runs up to this table, kind of stops, flips the water bottle, and it kind of lands on the table, and it kind of went viral.
That sounds absolutely awful.
It's kind of badass.
Okay, I'm going to have to take your word for it because
I don't think I could do it.
Doesn't sound like something I'd want to do.
Dude, if you had the talent, you would do it.
No.
You're just not a bottle flipping kind of guy.
Why? I'm just one of those things. Why would I do it?
Because so you could say that you could do it.
No.
It's one of those things that's like really dumb, but people really, really... Because he made fun of the talent show, I think. I think that's what it was.
Well, it's pretty dumb, but... And I think he won the talent show with
it. He did, I think.
I mean, it's pretty dumb, but if you can do it, it's cool. It's only dumb if you can't do it.
You know what? I bet that kid couldn't eat 100 wings.
Probably not.
Okay, so then...
Although he's a high school boy, I mean...
Yeah, maybe he could.
Yeah. When you're a high school boy, you can pretty much eat anything.
Then he can join his 25 friends with the girl in the bathroom like they did in Florida.
I could eat 100 nuggets from McDonald's when I was in high school. Now my body would be so angry with me. 100 nuggets, a large fry, and one of the old school supersized drinks. Remember how big those were? It was like a half gallon of orange soda. I could finish all that. I need a refill on the orange soda.
All right, let's zip through some more of the odds calls. Steven, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, guys.
Sports, Steven.
What are the odds the Astros cut Carlos Gomez?
You know, I mean, at this point, there's not much point in cutting him. You probably just ride it out for the season. You're going to have to pay him anyway. You're a bad team. You ride it out for the season.
You hope somebody tries to, you know, give you a 12th level prospect for him at the trade deadline.
But it ain't good.
No, and it's pretty rare to see a guy like that cut in baseball.
Even if you don't get a prospect, wouldn't you just like it if somebody would take him for like a player to be named later just so you could save the last few months of salary on the guy?
Yeah, and maybe that's what you do, but you can't. You're not gonna cut him. He's just, and there's nothing you can do. Guy can't play. It's turned into a bad trade. Oh well, let's try Jeff.
Hey fellas, sports
to you.
I know you guys like to cross streams, so what are the odds the Astros have more regular season wins than the Golden State Warriors? So I know last year the Astros won 86 games, so what do you think? Do you think they can pull it off?
I don't think so. Do I think the Astros are going to win 74 games this year? I think no.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
I'll go 75% no.
I was going to go 70-30.
Okay.
So... Matthew, what are the odds Baylor fan is in denial because 6 years of not awful football has him thinking they're not still Baylor? Yeah, I think everybody's sort of missing the point with this. If things are that bad that you have to fire a coach or you've got a Penn State-like scandal, do you really think speculating on who the next coach might be is really your smart move? Because I got news for you. You're not going to get anybody, and you've got bigger issues at that point. If you got that kind of scandal, what you really should be doing is looking at whether or not you belong playing major college football or not. My opinion. But we're not there yet, man. And it may be that Art had nothing to do with any of this, and this is just hearsay. And that's why I'm reluctant to speculate too far out. And that's why I think questions like that are kind of dumb. Not yours, Matthews, but the one I got on the text, and that's why I brought it up. All right. How about Jason?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, AJ, I got a quick question for you and then what are the odds? I know you watch a lot of basketball, and the NBA has had a lot of foul calls on freedom of movement. Those fouls hadn't been called the past couple games with Steph Curry. The Thunder have kind of been roughing him up when he's been cutting through the lane. But what are the odds when they go back to Oakland, those foul calls kind of start being called?
I would say, not only just being back in Oakland, but I'd also say them being down 3-1, those foul calls are going to start getting called. They haven't been getting called, but I hate those calls to begin with, so I don't I don't complain about it too much. But if I'm Steph Curry, I'd be throwing it out there. Hey guys, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm glad they're not calling them, frankly. But again, it gets to the inconsistency of NBA officiating. Why is it that in one game that's not a call, but oh, they're at home and oh, they're down 3-1, so now it's a call? You're manipulating the game, man. Let him play. He's good enough to overcome that. Oh, well. 713-780-ESP. Boy, it's already time for the gym of the day, isn't it? Well, next segment.
Oh.
We're not there yet. I was just looking down and saying, well, I'll take some more phone calls. But oh, wait, we got a gym of the day to come up next.
Jim says Bo Pelini to Baylor.
Oh, that's funny. Now, see, that if you want to do that
might be what you can get.
Yeah, now that kind of speculation is funny.
You know who you could possibly get? Charlie Weiss.
Bobby Petrino, as Ryan says. Okay. See, now you're thinking. Now you're thinking. See, that's funny. But, oh, could we get Tom Herman? No, never. Not going to happen. Anyway. Hey, guys, I'll tell you what else is not going to happen. You're never going to get any action unless you take your lady someplace really cool. And I've got the place for you to take her. Everybody's always asking me, what's the best place to take a date? I'm trying to impress her. I want some action. I want this to work out. Well, take her to the Melting Pot. It is such a cool experience. They have a 4-course fondue experience. It brings you closer than any ordinary date because you're able to go and you're able to have conversations, but you're also sort of working together on a couple of the dishes. It's a lot of fun. The food is fantastic. If you like craft beer, they've got a terrific beer menu. If you want to impress her with really nice wine, they've got a terrific wine menu, and the food is fantastic. And I'm telling you, they want you to get action. They do. They're going to help you. The Melting Pot guarantees the staff is going to do everything possible to ensure the fondue effect works for you. And the Melting Pot is on Westheimer. It's a mile and a half west of the Galleria. And I promise you, take her there. She'll be impressed. Ladies, you want to impress a guy? Take him there. He's going to be impressed because he's going to get either great beer or great wine. He's going to get fantastic food. And the whole experience is just, I can't tell you how cool it is to sit there with somebody and you pick out the cheese together and you pick out the dessert together and then you do your own thing in the middle. And it's actually making the food right there on the table. It is just an awesome experience. Westheimer, mile and a half west of Galleria. If you want reservations, dial 713-332-5546. 713-332-5546. If you take her to the Melting Pot, or ladies, if you take him and you don't get the action you want, then you got real issues because they're going to do everything they can. Trust me on this. Melting Pot. Go. Date night. You're going to love it. 713-332-5546. To the book price drop. I know this cow kid who says he got a book's nice now. And if it's good, you're good. The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Sunfest 2016, the 4th Annual Beach Party and Volleyball Tournament, is back. Presented by Landshark Lager, we kick off the summer with a party each year on the first official Saturday of summer. Join us on June 18th on East Beach. We have volleyball divisions for all levels of players. And this year, we're giving away ESPN gear tickets and a four-night stay to any Red Roof Inn in the U.S. Sunfest is courtesy of the Galveston CVB, the Galveston Parks Board, Gulf Coast Volleyball Association, ESPN 97.5, and Landshark Lager. And also tonight at 7 o'clock, maybe I can learn how to play FIFA because soccer matters with Glenn Davis. Maybe we'll talk about Jose Mourinho becoming the new Man U manager.
What about for next Baylor coach, Tony Levine?
Ooh.
If you go back to that UH well.
Didn't he just get a job somewhere as a special teams coach or something?
Western Kentucky is where he's at now. I think he's the tight ends coach, too.
Eric tweeted, how about Coach Fran?
I think that's a possibility.
Yeah? So,
But Tony Levine seems like an easy get right now.
Yeah, I bet you could get him.
I mean, you remember he played in the Armed Forces Bowl, or he coached in the Armed Forces Bowl.
Yeah, and you know what?
That was pretty awesome, right?
He played in that whatever Dallas Bowl it was where they beat Penn State. He was the head coach in that.
Right.
Of course, it was Sumlin's team, and he still had Keenum, but that's okay.
But it doesn't matter.
He didn't do a bad He didn't do a bad job recruiting while he was at U of H.
No, he really didn't.
But he just couldn't coach.
Couldn't coach.
It's almost unbelievable that guy. And I know you liked him, and he seemed like
a nice guy.
He came on the show. He seemed like a really nice guy. But you're talking about a guy who was never even like a coordinator.
Right. And I've always said when you move a guy directly from offensive line or special teams coach, it has worked in the history of never.
His biggest job was special teams outside linebackers coach at Louisville.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's an impressive guy, and that's why he got the job, but it was too much. And I honestly think give the guy another chance. Now that he's learned a little bit, I think he'll be a pretty good head coach. Not at that level.
No.
And I think Western Kentucky, if the head coaching job opened up. Yeah, well, that's what Baylor's going to be if that happens. Let's wait and see what happens before we go there. JRP asked me odds that Usain Bolt wins the 100 in Rio. Man, I haven't even started looking at the Olympics yet, and I'm not even maybe it's going to be like a comic book movie, and when it gets here, my excitement level will change. But right now, I am at zero on excitement level for the Olympics. Maybe, I don't know if it's the Zika.
I stay at zero.
I don't know if it's the Zika or the water that everybody's going to die in. I don't know what it is. Oh, Andy's got a good one. Mike Singletary for Baylor head coach.
Eric says, didn't some guy call a couple weeks ago about Sandusky getting a job? If he got out of prison, Baylor would be a dream job. That's actually really true. They'd let him get away with whatever he needed to. Just win, baby.
713-780-ESPN is your number, but right now we have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Lawrence County, Alabama. And I have to say, if you're a future ex-wife of mine, and there's probably a few out there because, at some point.
If my future ex-wife of yours?
No, not you. I'm talking about, I'm speaking to the listener in general.
Oh, okay.
If there's some future ex-wives of mine out there, if you want to wind up getting a divorce like really fast and getting half my crap, here's what you do. A Lawrence County woman is facing animal cruelty charges after police say she confessed to killing her husband's dog and used the dog's blood to help her stage a miscarriage.
Ooh.
The 43-year-old, it's actually kind of clever, except, and you know what? It was a Chihuahua, so it's not really a dog. It's just kind of a pet rat. But anyway, 43-year-old Anita Parker had been fooling him for months into thinking she was pregnant. Johnny said, you can't have a heart and do something like that. Ain't no way. She's cold-hearted, man. She didn't have to kill a dog like that. Now, okay, first of all, who in Alabama owns a Chihuahua that's a man?
I don't know. That's not.
That is not an Alabama dog. Don't you have some kind of retriever because you're going to go shoot ducks and you need them to go retrieve the duck?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Johnny said Anita has had a troubled history involving drugs. He said she told him 7 months ago she was pregnant with his child, a baby boy. I guess she pushed her belly out all the time because she looked like she was. And she sends me pictures of the ultrasounds. But Anita would never let him go with her to the doctor's office to check on the baby. Said she would always make up an excuse or say the appointment had been pushed back to a later date. It's not hard to push your belly out. You just eat more.
Yeah.
I got home and was looking for my Chihuahua, man, and she found it in the garbage. Crazy woman had gutted the dog and used the blood all over my bed and stuff like she had a miscarriage. Told him she flushed a 7-month-old baby down the toilet. Ain't no way.
A 7-month-old baby down the toilet.
Okay, this has got to be a fake story, but it's funny. So, anyway, it's from, this website looks totally unbelievable. But I felt like sharing it anyway. No. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And everybody wants to bring up Harbaugh was the Eagles special teams coach. And That is true, but if you actually go back and research that, he was given a lot of extra duties because they knew he was going to be a head coach.
What's so great is...
In fact, he was given secondary coach duties, if I'm not mistaken, at one point.
What's so great is that the Ravens didn't want to hire John Harbaugh. They really wanted to hire Jason Garrett, and that didn't work out for him. So they settled for Harbaugh. I mean, you talk about dodging a bullet. And just lucking into a great coach.
Well, but I mean, he was a guy that a lot of people thought would be, because he'd been a quarterback in the league. Not quarterback, excuse me. But he had been
assistant.
His dad had been successful. His brother had been a quarterback in the league. He moved up very fast, and Andy Reid had basically told everybody he was going to be a great coach, gave him extra duties.
Yeah.
So, yes, he was a special teams coach, but it's not as simple as that. Guys who were just special teams coaches and got the jobs. How about offensive line coaches?
Yeah.
Maybe Mike Munchak's the closest thing to working out.
Mike Munchak didn't work out.
And that's the thing. And that's your shining example. For those of us who remember Kim Helton as UH coach. Yeah.
Hey, Fred, you know what sucks? Getting a DUI sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, especially if you weren't even drunk. Listen, the science behind the police testing is faulty. I've been telling you about this for years. Attorney Gary Trichter has been fighting against this science for years in a courtroom setting, whereas there's a lot of lawyers who will take DWI cases. Very few are experienced in trial settings. Gary Trichter is certainly, he's very experienced in a trial situation, whereas medical doctors are actually testing your blood. Police are testing the air above it. I've told you all this time about the breath test and the faults behind that. These tests can't even specifically identify alcohol to the exclusion of other substances. Might be picking up something else that may read as alcohol. There's just no legal presumption that police forensic blood testing works, and you're presumed innocent until they can prove you're guilty. That's your constitutional right. Attorney Gary Trichter is there to help you with that. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. He's right here in Houston. If you failed the breath or blood test, give him a call. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Attorney Gary Trichter. Baddest of sins, when all that you have turning stale and it's cold, all you no longer fear when your heart's turned to gold. Ooh, can you trust?
ESPN 97.5.